Great to talk track and field with you, Addy. I know, first of all, before we talk sports, how's school going, academics there at Grand Canyon, getting adjusted to college life? Just seeing some of your posts on social media, sounds like you're having a ball.
Yeah, it's been really good. GCU is amazing. It's nothing like I've ever seen in my life. It's so student-friendly and faith-based, and just everything there is so perfect. Academics are pretty tough. It's a good transition from high school. I'm majoring in nursing, so it's definitely a challenge, but I love it. It interests me. I love the anatomy of it, and yeah, it's been really good.
Everything what you thought with the school and research and everything has come true so far, so good, huh?
Yes.
Glad to hear it. Glad to hear it. Now, if folks don't know, athletically, if folks followed track and field last year, it was a tough senior season. There was a few injuries here and there, and you had some work over the summer done, and that's kind of delayed things for the fall season, hasn't it? Or for the indoor season, hasn't it?
Yeah, so about mid through my senior year, I got a little injury in my knee, and I just pushed through it because my senior year, and just kept getting worse and worse throughout the year. And so we finally had surgery in July, and I was supposed to be back to running in November. And when November came around, I was still having a bunch of knee pain, and they realized that the surgery might not have been the correct one, so I had another injection done, and now we're just working back, recovering through rehab and PT, and just trying to strengthen it up to get running as soon as possible.
So you think, I guess it's kind of tough to tell a little bit in these things, it just takes time, but do you think you might get part of the indoor season, or does it more look like likely outdoor season?
I still have hope to be back for indoor conference, but I also need to be realistic. So I'm hoping to be back for indoor conference, but if not, I'll for sure be back for outdoor.
Something you just can't push. You just think that you're going to snap your fingers and it's going to be dealt with overnight, is it?
Right. Yeah. I have to be patient with it. And honestly, rest is the best thing for it. So, which is killing me mentally, but I just have to keep doing, like, biking and elliptical cross training and, just not putting too much pressure on my knee.
I know the track and field team has had one meet, and I think all they have, correct me if I'm wrong, is kind of just the one meet before, I think, Christmas break. Is that right?
Yeah, we had, like, a small, it was more of an invitational, so not the whole team went, but yep, we've had one meet, and then our next one will be January 9th, I believe.
You know, so you're back here in Nebraska now, aren't you?
Yes.
Super. How long did you get a chance to stay back here at your home?
So I got here December 11th, and I'll be heading back the 5th of January.
A little time, spend with the family, see some friends, and I take it it's still going to be some rehab. I mean, you're still workouts and just can't really lay low. You want to keep working out, don't you?
Yes, so I'm actually going to PT here in Alma twice a week, and I'm getting a lift in three times a week, and I'm starting to try to run twice a week without any pain, but it's just the process. I'm just doing like a slow jog, trying to get it in twice a week.
You bet. Just baby steps, just slowly but surely. But once you get cleared, I'm sure you're excited to be a part of this team. Tell us about Grand Canyon Track and Field. I just kind of look at some of the results after their first indoor meet. On the women's side, you feel like you've got a chance to know all those young ladies. I take it it's a nice team to be around, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. I love my team. The sprint group especially, I'm closest with, and they're all so amazing. We're all so competitive and supportive at the same time. We all can relate, and it's just so amazing. We all come from different backgrounds, but to just come together and unite with track and field is so cool. We've all gotten so close, and I love my team.
Are there some burners on this team when it comes to sprints? I mean, there's some young ladies you've watched. It's like, wow, she is fast.
Oh, yeah, there's a few that are pretty fast. They're running like 53, 400s and very good. We have a few from France, and New Zealand and all across the world. So, yeah, you see some really fast girls.
Pretty good men's squad as well. I don't know if you work out together. I'm sure you're all right there in the same facility, but the men's squad's not too bad.
Yeah, we have a really good men's program. I know they won conference last year and are looking. We switched conferences this year. We were in WAC last year, and now we're in Mountain West, so it is going to get a little more challenging, especially for the girls' side, but we're looking to take the conference title again and, yeah, show everyone what we can do. But our men's side is very good as well.
So take them when you come back, crossing your fingers, 60 meters. Probably, I wouldn't think they'd load you up on a lot of, just maybe one or two events. Would that be right?
Yeah. In college, you kind of focus on your main event. And in high school, since I did four events, we're still kind of, when I get back, I'll probably start with the 200, 400, and then whichever one I keep getting faster and improving on, we'll kind of just limit it to that one. But yeah, I'm excited to kind of just be able to focus on one or two events and perfect those.
And cross your fingers, the Mountain West Conference Indoor Championships is slated for the end of February. That would be a kind of a target date for you.
Yes, I am hoping to be back.
Well, we're crossing fingers. We hope it happens, too. Hey, I did an interview with Clara Spargo. I'm sure you knew she had signed with Northern Arizona. She's going to be in the same state as you, not the same college, but the same state for you next year.
Yes, she was actually texting me a while before she committed and just asking me about the distance from home and family and all the relationships and how hard of a challenge that's been. So I'm super happy for her. It's been amazing getting to compete against her through high school, and I'm glad she'll be close to me.
I when I did the interview after she signed, I said, it's going to be different now, Clara. You got to find a new rival now, because you and Addie were ran against each other for the last couple of years, and Jolie Farr was in there as well from Cambridge. It's like, all those girls graduated. You got to find somebody else to push you now.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be different.
So nursing, that thing's going well academically, on your way to, it's a fantastic nursing program down there.
Oh, yeah, GCU has one of the best nursing programs in the nation. They have the nursing college right in GCU, so you can get your nursing degree while you're at GCU, and you don't have to go somewhere else, so that's super nice. But, yeah, it's challenging. They don't take it lightly. So I'm spending a lot of time studying in my free time.
I bet you are. I bet you are. A little weird not for the first time in a long time not having to get ready for volleyball season, not getting ready for basketball season. I'm sure just a little odd. Hey, I don't have to pick up a volleyball or basketball this year.
Oh, my gosh. That was a challenge I did not know I would face. It was very hard. I am missing basketball, especially now, just being home and watching Southern Valley play. I just want to be back on that court. But, yeah, it's been different, and it's been good for my body to just have some rest, but definitely hard mentally.
Addie, great to talk track and field. Always is with you. Continued success with the therapy, and we'll cross fingers. Say some prayers that come the late February that you are on that track competing at that conference championships.
Thank you so much. Yes, thank you.